the other global warming. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Early Triassic period, 250 million years ago, massive volcanic activity spews enough molten rock to cover millions of square miles, enough greenhouse gases to dramatically increase the Earth's temperature. Known as the Great Dying, it chokes off 70% of all land vertebrates, 90% of marine species. It took over 5 million years for species that did survive to fully recover. Researchers from Ohio State and the University of Cincinnati studied ancient sediments from this period taken from a gorge in Iran and confirmed that the slow recovery was indeed due to something familiar to us, global warming. For 5 million years, carbon dioxide mixed with water to form acid rain, which eroded the rock, filling the oceans with sediment. Oceans that were as warm as a modern hot tub. Microbes thrived. Everything else, not so much. Though extreme, the team says we can learn from the period. The life doesn't just snap back. During current warming conditions, although the Earth's oceans may only reach 80 degrees, carbon dioxide, acid rain, and ocean acidification are already a problem for ocean life. Say the scientists, after the Great Dying, it was as if life had a 5 million year hangover. And they say looking at the past provides an important perspective about the future. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.